When you ask God to forgive you, do you believe that He does? Why or why not? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We're going to be continuing our discussion today that we started yesterday, discussing the topic of abortion. Of course, it is a tough topic to talk about. It's something that is, well, frankly, heartbreaking. It's very prevalent. But it's also something that God's Word says something about. Today's devotion is titled Healed by the God of Life, and it was written by Taylor Isaac. When is the last time you were utterly broken by sin? The last time you felt so far away from God that the idea of prayer seemed laughable? The last time you felt so covered in sin that you were drowning in it? The last time you felt abandoned, alone, and unlovable? We've all been there, or will be there at some point. Maybe you're there right now. One of the many things that can bring us to a place like that is the utter hopelessness of abortion. It feels like something has ended, like the door between us and God has been slammed shut, locked, and barricaded, like we'll never see Him again. All sin does that, though. It builds an impenetrable wall between us and God. But Jesus gave His life to break down that wall for our well-earned despair, guilt, and shame. Because of His death and resurrection, that wall crumbles when it hears Him speak a single word. He pulls us to the other side, and He weeps with us over our sin. It breaks His heart until we rely on His strength to repent and ask forgiveness. Jesus loves us more than we'll ever know. If we are recovering from an abortion or any sin, He is walking this rough road with us. Jesus feels our pain, even when we feel like He's distant. We see that in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. He offers forgiveness to us. He is working to restore us. He has a plan for us. We are not alone. Abortion isolates people in their shame, but Jesus reaches into that shame and isolation and draws us to Himself. Sin and death break us, but the God of life will never stop healing us. So let's talk about this. When you feel far away from God, who are some Christians in your life you can talk to about it? When you ask God to forgive you, do you believe that He does? Why or why not? As we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, in His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you've suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation. Now, I'd encourage you to read Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 through 12, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. How would you like to be a writer for Unlocked? If you want to, and if you're curious about it, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org, and you could be the next person to write something in the next edition of Unlocked. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.